If you are talking about it, he's talking about it. And if he's talking about it, it's worth talking about. Richard Dixon on Birmingham's Real Talk. Talk 99.5.
Yeah, boy, it's me, Richard Dixon. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. My lawyer, Chuck Davis, brings you portions of today's show. Chuck Davis is a he's a general practice lawyer, a guy who handles a little of this and a little of that. He doesn't handle everything. And, you know, he'll tell you if you call him up, 823-9992, when you say, here's my problem, he might very well say, yeah, don't bother me with that. I don't do that. Here, I would suggest you call this person or that person, you know. No representation is made that the legal service is provided or superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. However, Chuck Davis is a great listener, a guy who, when you call and make an appointment to see him, you end up with him, not one of his minions. And when you tell him your problem, he will ask pointed questions and then come to a conclusion about whether or not you have a case. He's got a lot of experience, so he can do that relatively quickly and make sure that, A, you're not missing out on anything. He's not going to turn you down if you do have a case. And, B, not waste your time if you don't have a case. That's kind of important. Land conflicts, contract conflicts, personal injury, slip and fall cases, medical malpractice, divorce, purchasing real estate. He does all of these things and more. So if you're wondering, I wonder if Chuck Davis could handle this for me. 823-9992. And don't forget, he's doing $99 simple wills right now. So last night, I broke out the walk that David Sears gave me one Christmas. And I made a little Chinese. And it was fantastic.
The pictures looked amazing.
I got to tell you, well, here's the thing that kind of struck me about it. And, you know, we talked about pizzas and what kind of toppings we like on pizzas. And I'm a guy, I like everything. And I do love an extravaganza pizza. I love a supreme pizza. You know, give me everything. The more, the better, in my opinion. But sometimes simplicity is better. Jalene, you know her as SHG, does not like mushrooms. She doesn't like broccoli. How I ended up with somebody who doesn't like broccoli and mushrooms, two of my favorite things on the planet, I have no idea. She, at the same time, is going, how is it possible that I ended up with a person that doesn't really care for planting things or riding horses? Two of her favorite things on the planet. So, you know, guess what? It's just the way it works out sometimes. But so last night I said, all right, you're not going to get any broccoli. You're not going to get any mushrooms. Here's what we're going to do. Peppers of all different colors, green, yellow, orange, and red. Onion, used a sweet onion from Peru, Peruvian onions. They're the best. And then I used some water chestnuts, sliced water chestnuts, because they had a little crunch. Baby carrots that had been cut up a little bit more, so I hacked the baby carrots to death. It was infanticide, really. It was sad. I took baby carrots and I made them even smaller, infinitesimal carrots, and then chicken.
Were
just
they
diced.
Zygote?
They were zygote carrots. I diced up some chicken breast and I used it. I soaked it in some teriyaki. And threw on a little bit of ginger, just dust, you know, ginger, ground ginger on that, and let it sit for a while. And, you know, when you gave me that wok, David, I'd never seen a wok like that before. I'm used to the hammered steel, the Chinese wok, the thing that everybody knows. And so I was like, well, this is a cool thing to have in the arsenal. I still intend to get one of these other hammered steel woks. Now I see no purpose in it. This is the most versatile wok I've ever owned. It's so easy to use. It does a lot of it. The only difference between this and the hammered steel is that the hammered steel has sides that are a little bit, the slope on them is not so steep. So you can kind of shove stuff off to the side and have it sit there while you're cooking other things in the bottom. In this case, when something is done being cooked, you have to take it out, you know, like the chicken. I had to, all right, the chicken's done. Chicken's got to come out. Now we'll put in the carrots and then we'll pile the onions and the peppers and that sort of stuff on top of it.
Well, I was trying to get you on because I remember you telling me the story about how the hammered wok you had got rusted out because a guy left it in the kitchen.
Yeah, my roommate. Nice guy.
I went to the Chinese grocery store. And I was like, what is your most durable wok? And they said, this is it. So I was like, all right, I'm sold.
And it was a good purchase, man. I use that thing all the time. It's one of my favorite kitchen tools. So I also, by the way, I use this spicy stir-fry sauce. And I don't even remember the name of it now. I'll tell you what happened was at the Winn-Dixie that I used to live near, I would pick this stuff up. It was right there in the infinitesimal Chinese food section. You know, there's almost no real Oriental food there at all. You had soy sauce and teriyaki sauce, maybe some sweet and sour sauce.
Some yum-yum sauce.
Yum-yum sauce, the water chestnuts that were either diced or plain, and then, you know, this sauce. And it came in little pods. And I tried it once just on a whim. It was like a buck, and I was like, I'll give that a shot. Oh, I liked it so much. I was like, oh, this is now my favorite stir-fry sauce. I show up there one day, and it's all sitting in a cart at the front of the store, and it's clearance, 25 cents a piece. I bought it all. I bought every last pod in that thing. I said, what I should do is just make this cart my cart. But there were other things in the cart that I didn't want. So I had to pick up all the stuff and put it in my cart. And I paid 25 cents a pod. And I'm on my, I think the last one is in my pantry right now. That's how much I've used that much. It's
you got to let me know the sauce because I'll keep an eye out for you. Because I have Winn-Dixie and Jasper and... We got a bunch of little places in Cordova, so if you
I can probably find it online too. You know, I mean,
I like to help you, Richard. Help me to help you.
I appreciate that. You're very kind. Help me, help you, help me, help you. So by not having broccoli and not having mushrooms and not having a bunch of other stuff in there, it came out with a very pure, sort of crunchy, delicious ginger teriyaki chicken that worked really, really well. And I hope it works really well on the reheat because it's dinner again tonight. SHG not here anymore. She had to go home and do her own job, you know. So then I go in to the bedroom, turn on the TV, looking for a movie to watch. It's like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, I think I got 2 hours in me. And one of the things that pops up on my feed on Netflix is Miracle. And I thought, I could watch that again. And then I thought, I've been on a John Wayne kick lately. Watched The Shootist the other day. I'm halfway through The Quiet Man, and I wasn't going to start the second half of that with SHG here, so instead I said, have you ever seen Big Jake? No, haven't seen Big Jake. Okay, so we watched that instead. And then later, as I'm going to bed and checking my phone for the last time, I see that yesterday was the 41st anniversary of The Miracle on Ice. And I thought, well, there was a missed opportunity. Probably should have watched the movie when I had the opportunity, huh? If you weren't around on February the 22nd of 1980, you can't quite overstate what a huge deal it was for a group of college students, because that's what our team was, a college student. We didn't allow pro athletes to play in the Olympics, whereas all the Soviet Union had was pro athletes. Oh, they pretended to be other things, you know? They pretended that they were diesel fitters and miners and things like that and amateur. But the fact is, they played hockey for the Soviet Union. They got paid by the Soviet Union for playing hockey. It was the way they used to game the system. So these were professional hockey players. Not just professional hockey players, but less than 2 weeks earlier, the USSR had beaten this very same team at the Madison Square Garden in an exhibition game, 10-3. And the year before, the same Soviet team beat the NHL All-Stars 6-0. So the odds of this U.S. team, led by the Minnesota coach, coming out victorious was very slender. The fact that they had won all the way up to that point, they pretty much everyone was like, yeah, this is going to be the end of the road. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, this isn't the only time that the U.S. had beaten the Russians in hockey. In fact, the Americans won the men's gold hockey medal in 1960, thanks to a surprising semifinal win over the defending champion Soviet Union. But after that, the Soviets dominated, took home the next 4 gold medals, going 27-1-1 and outscoring their opponents 175-44. So that, again, made the 1980 victory a bigger shock. The head coach, Herb Brooks, was the last player cut from the 1960 team. Bill Cleary agreed to join Team USA only if his brother Bob could play as well. They wanted Bill so badly they said, okay, bring Bob along. Consequently, there wasn't enough room for Herb Brooks, and he ended up getting bounced. Now, he did play in the 64 and the 68 Olympics, and later earned a spot on the Olympics team as head coach after leading the University of Minnesota to 3 national championships in the 1970s. He's played wonderfully, by the way, by Kurt Russell in the movie Miracle, if you haven't seen it. The Russians' head coach was hospitalized the day before the game. Viktor Tikhonov had the flu, and he dealt with the flu throughout the Olympics. He was taken to the hospital on February 21st. His players didn't know about it. He didn't believe in antibiotics.
I don't believe in them. I think they are American lie.
Yeah, that's right.
Just give me more vodka. I will be fine.
I'll be fine. I want moose and squirrel.
The night before, the starting U.S. goalie, Jim Craig, and one of the Russian players, Sergei Makarov, played Centipede at Lake Placid's Olympic Village Video Arcade against one another. The two communicated with nods and laughs. No idea who won that, by the way. You remember the famous line, the one that the name of the movie is derived from, "Do you believe in miracles?" was, of course, stated by Al Michaels. Al Michaels had called a hockey game once before in his life. Got play-by-play assignment for the 1972 gold medal hockey game on NBC because nobody else wanted to do it. In 1980, having done that one broadcast made him an undisputed hockey veteran at ABC, as well as the only one who knew what offside and icing were.
Nice.
A lot of people don't know this. The game was tape delayed in the United States.
I have a funny story about that.
The good thing about it is that it was, you know, 1980, so people didn't really, TiVo didn't exist, DVRs didn't exist.
Internet didn't exist.
Yeah, internet didn't exist. You didn't really have a chance to find out unless somebody did something stupid. What is your funny story? I can't wait to hear this.
My father was working at the ABC affiliate in Tallahassee. And the main anchor for the news was Ted Baxter-ish, very Ted Baxter's. So, you know, you do the cut-ins as they come back from programming. His lead story, I think it was in the second period, "The U.S.'s thrilling victory over the Russians in hockey tonight, more at 11. Their phone lines lit up with so many people complaining about it. Because it's in the middle of the game, and he spoils it for everyone.
This same thing happened with NBC when the games were in, was it when they were in China, I want to say? Like, middle of the night. I remember I was waking up in the middle of the night and turning on the TV and watching live Olympics, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. But, because, you know, when you're an insomniac and you wake up at 2 a.m., getting to watch the women's swim team gold, you know, win a gold is pretty cool. But they had the exact same situation where before they were running the primetime stuff, they came on with a promo for the Today Show. "Tomorrow morning, we'll speak with a 17-year-old gold medalist." And then they went directly into the race that she had won the gold in, but we weren't supposed to know that yet. Thanks, Today Show. Good job. Anyway, yeah, they wanted to move, ABC wanted to move the face-off from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're willing to pay the International Ice Hockey Federation $125,000 to make that happen. And the IIHF could not get the Soviet Union to agree because it would move the game from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Moscow time. Which now, looking back in retrospect, they're like, would have been good idea, yes, to put that at 4 a.m. Bury our shame in the middle of the night. Jamie Farr was the only celebrity in attendance. We're using the term celebrity loosely now.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, it wasn't the gold medal game. People forget that. This was actually a semifinal game. Americans and Soviets advanced to the medal round with Finland and Sweden. Win earned a country 2 points, a tie, 1 point going into the big match. The U.S. had tied Sweden. The USSR beat Finland. After the U.S. shocked the world, the Russians took out their frustrations on Sweden 2 days later, beat them 9-2. So if the U.S. had lost to Finland in their next game, the Soviet Union still would have won the gold, with 4 points to the Americans' 3, but fortunately, the U.S. won out. Okay. That's I also have a funny story about it. I'll make it quick. I was upstairs watching the black and small black and white TV. My parents had actually, by 1980, invested in a color TV, a 25-inch color TV. And they were downstairs, and I don't know what they were doing, but I was watching PBS. Victor Borge was on. And my dad loves Victor Borge, thinks he's the funniest human being on the planet. I'm speaking about this in present tense as if either of them were still alive. They aren't. My dad's not. Victor Borge's not. Anyway, so I'm laughing hysterically. I'm upstairs, and he's Borg is so funny. And I'm just dying. And I said, oh, my dad would love this. And I ran downstairs, and I did something that I would never in a million years have done before or would do again. And that is, while they were watching the TV, I walked over and changed the channel to the PBS station. I said, you got to see this. And they both went nuts. Turn that back! I said, what? The U.S. is about to beat the Soviets in hockey! I was like, oh, back we go. And then I sat down and watched the end of the game, which was about a half a period left to go at that point. Okay, 116, got to take a break. Back in a moment. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Don't go away.
So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Whoa. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Yeah, five man electrical band. Signs, signs.
Do this, don't do that.
Everywhere signs. Can't help but find that song somewhat humorous. In the first verse, he decides to stick it to the old man who's, you know, looking to hire someone who's not a long-haired freaky person. A reasonable expectation, by the way, if you're a retail store. You don't want to scare your customers away with a long-haired freaky person behind the cash register, right? I understand that. So the guy tucks his hair up under his hat, and he goes in, and the guy's like, oh, you look like you'd be great. Why don't you come work for me? Ah, and he takes his hat off. Ha, ah, screw you, old man. I'm a long-haired freaky person. What do you think about that, loser? By the last verse, he says he's at church, and they're handing around the offering plate, and he didn't have a penny to pay. And I'm thinking, well, that's because you wouldn't get a haircut, you loser. If you just got a haircut, you could have had the job at the beginning. Then you'd have money. But no. Instead, you decided to play, oh, poor me, the victim. What a loser. It's Chance Landscaping and so much more bringing you portions of today's show. I got a great project lined up for them, and I'm probably going to document it all through photos or videos when I get it done, or maybe not. I mean, you know, maybe it's nobody's business. But it's nice to have somebody in mind when you see a project like this, you think of a project like this. It's nice to have somebody in mind to say, oh, I wonder if they could do this. So if you are looking around your house and you're seeing that you could use one of these and two of those and somebody could build this for you, or how about an island for my kitchen or something of that, hey, give Chance Landscaping and so much more a call. Find out. Just ask. 205-821-7015. 205-821-7015. What they are able to do is quite astounding. The list is longer than both of my arms. So best way to find out if they can do what you want, pick up the phone and call them. Inside or outside, Chance Landscaping and so much more, 205-821-7015. EC is in beautiful Hueytown with thoughts on name changes for schools. What's up, Eck?
Hey, man. What I was going to say was, did you see where these groups want the name of a Cherokee taken off the Jeep?
They want the Cherokee gone. Okay. Sure,
yeah,
by all means.
On the news this morning.
We should do that. I mean, we should get rid of that. That's what's American society, the name Cherokee on the Jeep. There you go.
It's unbelievable what these people are up to. And, you know, they talk about name changing schools and stuff. I mean, you got Washington Monument. You think that's going to be down the road one day?
It doesn't even look like him. That's one of the things that gets me about the Washington Monument. It doesn't even look like him. Well, I don't know. Martha says it looks a little like him, but that's neither here nor there. I don't understand. Look, I can see how you might, if you have, for instance, a Nathan Bedford Forest School, you might go, yeah, maybe naming a school after a guy who started the Klan might not be the way to go. But when you're changing the names from Jefferson or Lincoln because the first one owned slaves and the second one didn't do anything of real value for black people, according to the folks who took his statue down, you have probably gotten carried away.
Yeah, but I was going to say, what would happen now? Just picture this. Jeep says, hey, we're not going to change it. What do you think they'll do? They'll go to the sponsor, you know, TV stations, what have you, protest, whatever. So, you know, they say, well, we can't carry a Jeep commercial. So, you know, do you think it'll go that far? Or
no, I really don't. I'll tell you this. Back during the heyday, the brouhaha that took place after the George Floyd death, there were a lot of people who made what I thought were really stupid decisions in the thick of the fog of controversy. One of them was the guy who was doing Cleveland's voice on Family Guy said, well, it's time for me to back away and let a black man do this. Nobody cares. Nobody cared that a white guy was voicing a black character. He also voiced several white characters, by the way. So, you know, it really wasn't important. And now, in retrospect, you look at it and go, did anybody really care about that? No, probably not. He overreacted. Different episodes of shows have been taken out of rotation because they were deemed to be offensive for one reason or another. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. People need to back
it
up, make decisions a little more clear-headed than, you know, what they have been doing, because they're diving on things from a point of crisis.
Yeah, you remember Aunt Jemima, you know, she was dressed up like, I guess, you might say a cook, you know, a maid, what have you. And then they changed her to a nice, beautiful black woman, you know. And then that wasn't enough. You know, they just had to get her.
Now it's some milling company, some goofy millet. All right, I got to go. That's it. It's First News time. Back in a moment. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Stick around. But I don't remember this at all.
That shows you how big a hit it was.
Really make
it's called
you
Dancing
shy.
In the City by Marshall Hayne.
Dancing in the city.
I got nothing, man. I remember nothing about this. I'll be damned. Okay, so he finally hit a one-hit wonder from the 70s that I have no recollection of whatsoever. What year was that from? Could you tell me, David?
I don't have the album. Give me just a second. I'll pull it up the info.
Okay. 132, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. How would you like to have a little more money, either now or in the not-too-distant future? Look, there are 31 different flavors of mortgage. In fact, there are far more than that, but we'll use 31 as a good number to start with. And what you got when you first bought the house might have been exactly what you needed then, but it might not be what you need now. Maybe you find yourself in a different position fiscally than you were then. Maybe you're in better condition. Maybe you're in worse condition. I have no idea. But I can tell you this. If you contact Weber Mortgage, 270-5550, 270-5550, and you tell them what you're dealing with, I would like to lop off some payments on the end of my loan. I don't want to have to pay as much as I'm paying. Okay. Would you like to pay less every month? Yeah, I'd like to pay less every month. You can do that. All right. I'd like to take some money out. I have some home improvements I want to make. I want to pay off some high-interest credit cards. There's any number of things that can be done, reducing the overall length of the loan, reducing the payment. Sometimes you can do both. It's quite amazing. Sometimes the payment stays the same, but you end up paying a lot less over time. Look, they can work it out. Tell them what it is you want. What are you trying to achieve? And they'll make it happen for you. That's Weber Mortgage, 270-5550, or online, Weber with 1B, webermortgage.com, webermortgage.com. Local mortgage broker who will shop around and get you the absolute best rate for what it is you're looking for. NMLS number 219938. That's Weber Mortgage. I knew this was going
to
happen.
1978 to 1979. It was.
I got nothing.
It went for 23 weeks on the charts. It was a bigger hit in Britain than the U.S.
Okay. Maybe that explains it. I don't know. 1978. I was really into the Cars, Boston, Styx. I had just discovered Rush and Yes. Yes, a couple of years before that, I have to admit. But yeah, I was really into that. I was also really into CSN, Bob Dylan. What that song was nothing that I would have been interested in at the time. Sorry. 135, and of course this is going to happen. Somebody is calling in to tell me my history is wrong about the Klan. So let's get to that. Jim, you're on Talk 99.5. Go ahead, abuse away. What do you got?
First, stupid question of the day is grape jam.
Grape. Got to have always some grape jam. Not jelly, though. It's jam. Okay.
Got to be jam.
Okay, then.
All right. The Ku Klux Klan was originated in Judge Thomas M. Jones' law office in Pulaski, Tennessee, on Christmas Eve of 1865. He was one of the seven original members. And their names are Calvin E. Jones, John Kennedy, B. Kennedy, Frank McCord, John Lester, Richard Reed, and James Crook. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a part, but only for 14, maybe 18 days, until he seen how things were going. This is true.
Well, there you go. There's Jim taking roll at the Klan meeting. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the correction. I don't know. I was just trying to make a point. I guess I wasn't trying to be historically accurate, and apparently I wasn't, so mission accomplished. Speaking of the big stupid question of the day, David, what can we always find in your refrigerator?
Hot sauce. Generally either Louisiana or Frank's, but I always have hot sauce.
You keep that in the fridge. That's interesting.
It makes it, I like the cold heat. Okay. I know it sounds weird, but it just.
To each their own.
It's what I put. It's one of my go-tos because it has zero carbs in it, and I'm on the low-carb thing because of the way to wellness.
Right, right.
So I love me some hot sauce, and I will add it to everything, especially when I buy the prepackaged coleslaw. I don't add the sauce into it. I just add hot sauce into it, mix it up, and have hot sauce coleslaw.
Yeah, Tabasco has less sodium than the other brands, by the way. I use that. Not almost exclusively, because I've got a ton. My daughter, for my last birthday, gave me like 12 different hot sauces. And so far, I've tried about six of them. They're good, man. Different ones. One of them is a Florida sort of combination of orange citrus and heat, and it's delightful. But I don't keep it in the fridge. I do keep the Franks in the fridge because I know it lasts longer that way. You don't have to ask me how. I've actually tried. But I don't keep most of my hot sauces in the fridge. In my fridge, without question, on any given day, you will find five kinds of mustard. Five kinds of mustard. Regular yellow mustard, Dijon mustard, sweet hot mustard, honey mustard, and at least one other kind, like a honey mustard sauce or mustard with honey kind of sauce that's not necessarily the same thing. But at least five. There's probably seven different mustards in my refrigerator right now. I clearly have a problem. I mean, who needs seven kinds of mustard? Nobody needs seven. I don't even eat that much mustard, but the good news is, it doesn't go bad. It stays there forever. I've got some I moved from my old house. I did that in, September? And, yeah, still going strong. Still going strong.
Well,
545-9950. Go ahead.
We've got some breaking news from L.A. right now.
Oh, yeah?
Tiger Woods was involved in a serious vehicle crash in which the jaws of life were used by the Los Angeles County firefighters and paramedics. He was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. No further update on Woods right now, but he was in a serious rollover crash in L.A. So that is just breaking now, courtesy of our friends at WVTM 13. And also, traffic update, 459 northbound and southbound by Liberty Parkway. There are two bad wrecks there that just happened that are about to slow down traffic in that area. So try to find an alternate route if you're on 459 south or 459 north. There's a bad wreck in the Liberty Parkway area.
That is such a no man's land. I mean, I used to have to travel that thing with some regularity. And I don't know what it is. It's like a Bermuda Triangle between 280 and Liberty Park. That seems to be where the accidents take place. And now we've got one going in each direction, which is going to absolutely slow down traffic from 90 miles an hour on 459 to a nice low 65. Looking at this report on Tiger Woods, I can tell you this, and I'm hardly a genius about such things, but when the jaws of life have to be implemented, it's never a good thing. Yeah, you'll never hear anyone say, oh, goody, the jaws of life. I mean, except for the person who's trapped, of course. But chances are good that the wreckage is pretty serious and the injuries might be great. We'll have to see how Tiger fares here, and we're hoping for nothing but the best for him, of course. 140, Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. My insurance agents, Stead, Denson, and Fuller, would like to be your insurance agents. I'll tell you, these guys are going to find you the best possible price on the best possible coverage. And more importantly, you know, I had coverage, but I didn't know how not good my coverage was until I got in with Stead and Fuller. And I said, look, here's my policy. Look it over and give me something similar. And they said, well, why don't you have this thing? I was like, well, I didn't know I needed it. They're like, yeah, it's like $6 overall, $6 a quarter more. Really? For $6 I can have that? Yeah. And here's another thing that you can have. It's like $3 more. Okay, give me both of those. And guess what? Still came in at less than I was paying the other guys. Better coverage, less money. Most importantly, the service is second to none. I mean, I can't say enough good things about how great their service is. Stead, Denson, and Fuller, 414-1476, 414-1476, or online at steadandfuller.com. Quick break, back in a moment. Stick around. I don't think that this qualifies as a one-hit wonder, man.
10 years after, what was their other hit?
Tax the rich. Going Home? Didn't they have a hit with Going Home? Maybe not. Rich no more. That's a great song, by the way. I'd Love to Change the World. Oh. I love to have... 144, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Excuse me. I'm just trying to put on a little radio show here. Yeah. You know what we could use right now, don't you? Some good news. Maybe we just need the So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotion Feel Good Story of the Week. Bring it on, baby. Here's the opening theme.
Oh, it's so nice.
So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions has a cool website there at sewniceembroidery.com, sewniceembroidery.com. Posted a picture of myself with Jason Lee, who I believe is going to be joining us again next week. He is going to be in our news department. And that's good news. He's back from Alaska. But I posted a picture of us that was taken at the Frydown, Cahaba River Frydown, a couple of years ago. And we're both wearing Richard Dixon shirts. And immediately the comments, where can I get one of those? I want one of those shirts. I got to have one of those shirts. I love those shirts. I want to have a shirt. SEWNiceEmbroidery.com. If you go up, you can see where it says stores, and you can actually visit the Talk 99.5 merchandise store there. And you can buy that shirt and other fabulous Talk 99.5 merchandise. To make it clear, we don't make any money off of that. What happens is, of course, obviously, we have to pay somebody to make the shirt for us. That would be So Nice Embroidery, because we trust them and we believe that they do the best work. And then, you know, we take whatever profits we may have made and we turn around and give it to a good cause. Last time we did this, it was three hots in a cot. We're gathering up money right now. We'll figure out where it's going to go once we have enough to make it worthwhile. SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. You, by the way, if you have an organization that would like to sell some merchandise, they can put together a store just like that for you. Just give them a call, 594-5461, or contact them through the website, SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. Good folks, great people. Let's see what we have in terms of a top quality news story. Oh, this is great. A couple of colleges in Ohio have decided to get into a friendly competition. Here's what happened. Pardon me. A Xavier College alum went to Zips Cafe and on a $54 bill left a tip of $1,000 and a note that said, please share this tip with all your employees as they work so hard and are dealing with COVID. Go Xavier. Gotta love that. Next thing you know, the following week, two anonymous UC fans, University of Cincinnati, which is 3 miles up the road from Xavier. Following week, two anonymous UC fans leave a tip of $1,001 at the nearby Keystone Bar and Grill, along with a challenge. Earlier this week, I saw a Xavier fan tip $1,000 at Zips. I believe now more than ever, we need to support our local restaurants. Let's see how long we can keep this going. Bearcats up by one. So Keystone spread the word of the generous gratuity to Facebook, explaining the tippers who preferred to remain nameless weren't in it for the glory, but in hopes of inspiring others to do likewise. They closed the post by throwing a little friendly fuel on the fire. It's your turn, Xavier fans. Who will be one-upping the Bearcats by leaving a $1,002 tip at your favorite local bar or restaurant? Well, the answer is lots of people. This has been going on for just a few weeks now. And right now, they have managed to put together $34,000 in tips for Cincinnati's restaurant workers as each school alum tries to outdo the others. $34,000 in tips, usually done in, you know, $1,000 denominations. That is sweet. And let me tell you something. These folks who are working at restaurants, they need it more than ever right now. Many of them spent a lot of time not working at all. The fact that they've had to cut back to half capacity means that they're just not getting the kind of work that they used to get, and they're certainly not getting the kind of tips that they used to get. A lot of people still refuse to tip on to-go orders. Somebody still had to put that together for you. Somebody still had to build that. The kitchen staff needs a little something-something. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out, okay? Cook at home and do it that way, but, you know, save up some money, and then you can go out and you can tip as well. It's a good plan. Also, this is another, it's a twofer right here. During the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah 2020, Israeli researchers realized they had a solid real-world opportunity to try out a nasal spray they were developing as a COVID-19 defense. As the Jewish faith's new year, tens of thousands would be traveling and attending synagogue and related festivals in the densely populated city of Bnei Brak, making it an ideal testing site. Approved in Israel, Tafix, a spray created by NASA's Pharma, created a barrier of both mechanical and chemical protection for around 5 hours when inhaled through the nose. It was this spray that its co-creator, Dalia Megiddo, offered to a Bnei Brak rabbi for use at the festivals. 83 people agreed to use the spray before the festivals, according to instructions, reapplying every 5 hours until the celebrations were over. Remarkably, of the 83 people who used the nasal spray, only two people caught COVID-19, both reported forgetting to use it. Of the 160 people who were approached but chose not to use the nasal spray, 16 of them, or 10%, did contract the virus. So it's a liquid mask in a nasal spray form, which is pretty cool. And unlike masks, it actually seems to work, so good for you. Way to go, Israel. Love you guys. No wonder you're the chosen people. There's your So Nice Embroidery printing and promotion feel good stories of the week. Glad to bring them to you. Holy cow. All righty. Let's go back to the Birmingham Broker phone lines. We got Chris on a cell phone. Got an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Something that's always in your fridge. Chris, what do you got?
Well, when I go to fast food restaurants, I always ask for extra sauce so I can store it in my fridge when I need it.
You know, I do that too. I will have a bunch of ranch and a bunch of ketchups and a bunch of barbecue sauces. And that's really convenient because after a few months, then you can just kind of pile them all together in one bag and throw them out. It's awesome.
Right.
I ask for them, but I never seem to use them. Why do I have them? Such an idiot.
So, another thing was too, on some of those hot sauce bottles, if you read them, it does actually say refrigerate after opening on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And those I do refrigerate, but the ones that are open in my cabinet right now, not one of them says that. Many of them are vinegar-based, so they're okay. Marvelous, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Well, so, I got one good one, too. Wuju, habanero pepper, and mango. You can't really taste the habanero. It's delicious.
I could go for that. Habanero mango is one of my favorites. That's my go-to at Buffalo Wild Wings, the mango habanero sauce. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
that's my go-to, man. Yeah. I'll take a look at it. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. And I'm so loaded down with hot sauces right now. What I wanted to do, David, was build a shelving unit to put all of my hot sauces in. I'm running about 3 or 4 projects behind right now, so I don't know that this shelf is ever going to get built.
Well, you know what that means. You need to call Chance Landscaping.
That is one of the things.
They can build a shelf for you.
You're probably right about that. I really could have them build the shelf for me. Well, I've also seen some online that I found fairly attractive. I was like, that would actually work pretty well in my little diner kitchen. If you've seen my kitchen, it's got a lot of old diner stuff in it. It's got a feel of a 1950s diner, including the table and the chairs. And I've got the napkin dispenser, the salt and pepper shaker, the sugar dispenser. It's just a nice, cool vibe for the kitchen. And I've found a couple of kind of chromey shelves that would fit really well with that. I just haven't gotten around to making the purchase and putting them up. So maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know. I'm in no hurry. That's one of the things about getting to be my age. Either there's plenty of time or there's not. Either way, I'm not going to worry about it, right? Yeah. Parrot Structural Services, 668-2626. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, they're E-Verify compliant, and they know their stuff. They've been in the biz for a long, long time. I know because I used them, got to be 20 years ago. They came by and took a look at my then mother-in-law's house. And then I used them again probably 2007. So 13 years ago. And in both cases, they were able to help me out a lot compared to some of the other folks that I had to be dealing with at the time. I trust them implicitly. You can too, because they're the ones who say, look, get a structural engineer. If you're not certain, get a structural engineer. They got no skin in the game. They're not going to take you for a ride. And they're going to tell you exactly what we told you, which we love. That's Parrot Structural for your foundation, whatever the cause may be. Whatever the foundation may be, 668-2626 online at parrotss.com. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be chatting with Dr. Andy Sokol. He seems to have tracked down this Alabama rot. Somebody called and asked about that not too long ago. Alabama rot in dogs. And so he is going to share the answer to that with us, as well as a variety of other issues. He's got a pilot friend who has some thoughts on that plane that dropped an engine earlier in the week. Dropped an engine, like it was flying, and it just, boom, just fell off, just clunk, just on the ground, in someone's yard. Yeah, hopefully we have some answers on that as well. Right now, it's First News time. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Stick around.